The Arizona Archaeological Council is concerned about recent reports of damage to sensitive sites at Lake Havasu State Park and is calling for the release of documentation to support the claim that state and federal laws were followed before development work was done there. David Hart is president of the nonprofit volunteer organization, and he joins me to talk more about this. And David, first off, what specific documentation are you hoping to see?
So first of all, you know, I just want to state that, you know, we do believe that Governor Ducey is committed to preserving Arizona's heritage. We're urging him to look into this, or at least, you know, a third party to investigate these allegations that sites were destroyed. Basically, you know, there is a process that is followed. And, you know, essentially not every artifact or every location is worthy of preservation. And so there's a process that involves state agencies, sometimes federal agencies. There's a whole suite of stakeholders that kind of work together to determine, you know, if this site is or this location is worthy of preservation, if additional work should happen, or if really nothing can happen, you know, needs to happen for a particular one. And so there should essentially be a paper trail showing that, you know, the agencies were consulting with each other, you know, and this is part of the compliance process. And so, you know, they should have documentation for everything. And I am aware that, you know, State Parks has, you know, consulted with the State Historic Preservation Office and others, you know, in a number of instances. What's disturbing is that they're not doing it in every instance, or at least they're alleged not to be doing it in all cases.
Do you have a sense that the site that we're talking about here at Lake Havasu State Park is one that would have required some kind of permitting process or some kind of evaluation before any kind of development could have happened there?
To the best of my knowledge, yes. I don't know personally enough about the site to say what, you know, kind of determinations would have come from additional work, but it seems likely that someone needed to evaluate the site. We do know that things were damaged based on, well, the media reports I've seen. I guess what I'm trying to say is there should have been some additional consultation, you know, with the State Historic Preservation Office, with archaeologists involved. None of these decisions are made in a vacuum. You know, it requires collaboration. And so there needed to be, you know, more communication, and the proper, you know, protocols needed to be followed to say, you know, is this, you know, a significant location, or is this, you know, is it not? And then if there is nothing there of significance, then construction could have proceeded without any challenges or holdups.
Are you concerned that given the fact that the Attorney General has now opened an investigation into this, that those kinds of documents might not be forthcoming to you anytime soon?
Yes. Yes. We've heard that, you know, there is plenty of documentation, but it has yet to be made public. And of course, you know, a lot of the Arizona sort of heritage resources, you know, aren't public knowledge, just because, you know, sites can be subject to vandalism, theft, and so forth. And so, you know, we do try to protect some of the locations and some of the information. But yeah, we really just need this investigation to follow through and see if there was a breakdown in the proper protocol.
Well, so I guess the question is then that, at least for now, are you and is your organization satisfied with waiting to see the results of this investigation before you decide to make any further calls or ask for any further action to be taken?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I don't think anybody's really happy to play the wait and see game. But we realize that, you know, in order to do a thorough investigation, it is going to take time. And we really just don't want to rush into any, you know, judgment or any conclusions until, you know, we've been presented with the facts.
In general, how well or not well does the state do in this area? I mean, how well does the state do in terms of trying to preserve the areas that need to be preserved and follow the procedures set forth in both state and federal law?
You know, I think in general, the state does a really excellent job. There's, you know, multiple agencies under the state that do have to manage Arizona's heritage, you know, whether that's Arizona Game and Fish, Arizona State Lands. And so, I mean, I think for the most part, you know, Arizona does really well. And I think the people of Arizona value Arizona's heritage. And so that's why, you know, I think it's important for all of us to make sure that they're being protected as much as possible within reason. It's not something where we're going to hold up, you know, development or anything like that. But there are steps that need to be taken. And by and large, I think we do follow those steps very well most of the time. And so that's why I think this is alarming because this is part of the Arizona State Parks and Trails mission, is, you know, to preserve and protect within the given parameters. And these allegations suggest that maybe they're not following that in all instances.
All right. Dave Hart is president of the Arizona Archaeological Council. Dave, good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
We also reached out to the governor's office and the state attorney general's office about this. In an emailed statement from a spokesperson for the AG's office says, our office received a complaint from members of the Arizona Indigenous Peoples Caucus regarding the alleged destruction of protected cultural and historical sites on state-owned parklands. The complaint has been forwarded to our criminal division for further review. We have no further comment at this time. And a spokesperson for the governor's office says in an email, quote, this administration cares deeply about protecting and preserving Arizona's history, and we expect our agencies to conduct their operations accordingly. These matters are currently under review, and we cannot offer comment until all the review is complete, end quote.